Warehouse management systems. As defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary, a warehouse management system, WMS, is a computer application system designed to manage and optimize workflows and the storage of goods within a warehouse, including receiving and storing goods, fulfilling orders, shipping, and tracking movement. It often interfaces with automated data capture, enterprise resource planning, EERP, systems, and robotics. WMS software takes the output from the enterprise resource planning, EERP, systems and order entry and executes the daily operations of the warehouse or distribution center, performing tasks in an ordered sequence based on predefined parameters. To gain productivity improvements, the WMS, the warehouse layout, and all enabling technologies for automating data capture and inventory movements should be thoroughly mapped in advance. For example, if mobile devices for scanning barcodes are to be located on forklifts, this needs to be included in the mapping. While WMS was initially only for warehousing, its role has expanded to include areas such as light manufacturing, postponement, and transportation labor, and order management. This functional overlap makes selection more complex and integration more challenging. However, a WMS selection should hinge on three key areas: directed picking, directed replenishment, and directed put away. WMS performs these tasks by tracking and analyzing item, quantity, location, unit of measure, and order data. WMS functions. A WMS incorporates feedback to improve workflow by continuously simplifying and optimizing operations, especially with warehouse personnel and equipment. It directs management attention to anticipated or existing problem areas in warehouse activity by continuously profiling performance and then creating exception reports for activity levels, productivity, warehouse order cycle time, storage density, and shipment and inventory accuracy. WMS should perform continuous cycle counting for inventory. The WMS should have a flexible location system, including definable put-away and storage logic methods such as zone logic, define storage zones, nearest location, fewest locations, or pick to clear, using smallest quantities first to maximize space. Specific WMS functions include the following. Receiving, automatically matches and routes POS with advanced shipment notifications, ISNS, and blind or traditional receipts. Notifies staff of incoming ISNS and upgrades back orders or rush orders. Storage location management and optimization. Creates put-away algorithms and determines location by type, size, volatility, and velocity. Cross-docking. Allows for opportunistic or planned truck-to-truck transfers, including timed merging of items for a customer's order. Inventory control. Performs cycle counting and creates audit trails to track the time, person, and place of movements, inventory levels, and lead times. Quality control. Tracks items by batch or lot. Notifies management of quality issues, places rejects on hold, and ensures quality compliance. Order selection and task management, forms a pick plan by picking type, allocates items for specific orders, and shows order status. Automated replenishment, automatically creates a shipment order when an internal or external partner system signals the demand. Security, interfaces with security by requiring WMS records for all releases at control points, rotates work assignments, etc., returns, manages reverse logistics for repairs, returns, and recycling. Today's WMS supports automatic identification technologies and wireless data collection devices to make the warehouse manager's job easier, more efficient, and less prone to error. Automatic communication and presentation devices such as radio frequency data communications, synthesized voice, pick-to-light, carousels, sortation systems, virtual displays, and other pick signals tell warehouse staff what needs to be moved where without creating paper records. WMS interfaces or portals. Some vendors offer WMS with web-based interfaces or portals. Portals allow visibility and control because users can push data and inventory to supply chain members, or they can pull the data and inventory themselves. Such portals can be available as purchased software or software as a service, SaaS. WMS interface functions include merge in transit and cross-company sharing of warehouse space, freight consolidation, or complementary commodities. The web can provide real-time visibility to these collaborative activities, such as by providing warehouse status or brokerage clearance data. Benefits of WMS. Implementing a quality WMS can significantly improve productivity and reduce the frequency of errors or fraud in comparison to traditional methods. In traditional systems, stock pickers may find the wrong item in a location or may find that an item is out of stock. Salespersons with old data may promise what is unavailable, leading to rush orders. Special orders may wait instead of being cross-docked. Fraud or theft may occur, for example, deliberate overpicking. Other WMS benefits include the following. Offers competitive advantage, such as faster cycle times through cross-docking or automated checking replacing manual checking. Satisfies retail requirements, such as by adding automatic identification technologies. Improves accuracy by automating put-away and pick location verification. Supports high transaction processing capacity for global e-commerce. Satisfies complex international handling needs. Increases distribution efficiency, for example, coordinating pallet sizes and bulk discounts. For example, 80 items per pallet equals 80 item order for discount. Reduces safety stocks. Optimizes use of space. Provides for system design, selection training, and change management that can mitigate risk.